Most people think it. He says it. Kevin Collins on 1340 WJOL.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends. And tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when.
344, it's the Kevin Collins Show on 1340 WJOL. Joining me in the studio from Will County Health Department, community health educator Kathleen Harkin. Good afternoon, Kathleen. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Very well. I want to have you in here because it is National Teen Pregnancy Prevention Month.
Right. May is National Teen. Yes.
So tell me a little bit about what is the Will County Health Department's involvement in this? What programs do you guys do to help with teen pregnancy?
Well, specifically, we have the Teen Pregnancy Prevention Program, and that involves us going into the Bolingbrook Schools, Valley View School District, and actually teaching the teen pregnancy prevention curricula to 8th graders and 9th graders in the Bolingbrook Schools. And the reason why we're in the Bolingbrook Schools specifically is because they have higher than the surrounding area's average rate of teen births. So that's the Illinois Department of Human Services approached us and wanted us to implement this program.
How long have you been doing the program in Bolingbrook?
It's the fourth year we started in 2015.
So. I've got to ask the obvious follow-up question. In the 4 years, have you seen that rate stabilize or decrease at all?
Yes, good question. Oh. We got good news. From 2014 to 2017, within those 4 years, Bolingbrook, the teen birth rate actually decreased by 52%. And they've been decreasing nationwide, so it was expected to decrease, but when you compare it to the county, the county only decreased 30%, and the state decreased only by 26%. So
double the state, basically.
Yeah, so obviously our curricula had an impact, even though nationwide the trend is for teen births to be going down anyway.
Are there any other school districts or schools where you see a little bit higher than that, that there's a possibility you guys will be moving into? Are there any talks to move into any other schools?
We would like to, but, you know, this is kind of like a pilot program to see how effective it is, and obviously it's been effective. But there's other zip codes in the county that have a higher teen birth rate that we'd really like to get into those school districts.
So tell me about the program. Is it a mandatory class for those 8th and 9th graders? How often is it taught? How long is it?
It's 13 to 14 modules, depending on, and the middle school is 13 modules, so 13 weeks. High school is 14 modules, 14 weeks. So it's pretty comprehensive. It's comprehensive sex ed. It covers refusal and negotiation skills. Partner and peer pressure, contraceptive methods.
Boys and girls.
Yes, yeah, and STD prevention, unplanned pregnancy, all of that. It covers everything. So.
And is it taught by someone from the health department office, or is it taught by teachers that are assisted by the health department?
Actually, it's the health educators at the health department. So there's typically four health educators that, you know, two in the middle school and one in the high school, so three health educators.
Because you are talking, there's Bolingbrook High School, and I believe there's two middle schools,
yes,
or two or three middle schools.
Three middle schools. We're in Hubert Humphrey, we're in Jane Addams, and we're also in
McGee.
Hubert Humphrey, Jane Addams, and Brooks Middle School.
Brooks, that's right.
Yes.
That's the other one. Yeah,
and in Bolingbrook High School as well.
Okay. So besides the schools, what other services does the health department offer out there for teens and sex ed and pregnancy prevention? What other resources are out there?
That's a good question. And because of the Teen Pregnancy Prevention Program in Bolingbrook, we actually have this alliance called the Bolingbrook Alliance for Teen Pregnancy Prevention. And one of the things that our alliance identified is there's no resources for teens to have access to affordable birth control methods. And so they actually, the Will County Community Health Center actually relocated also started up a clinic out there, a teen clinic in Bolingbrook, where teens can go for STD testing and treatment, contraceptive methods.
Consent for those? What is the state law? What is required on that?
The minor consent. An adolescent 12 and up can consent to these services. Yeah, most of the time, of course, they need parental consent for most medical services. But when it comes to sexual health services, STD testing and treatment and contraceptive methods, they don't need consent.
And are the results confidential just to those? There's no parental notification?
Yeah, and it's a program called Title 10 program where the parents don't get billed. It's based on the teen's income. So it's low cost to no cost typically. And it's completely confidential. The parents don't get a bill or a phone call. So
I presume with the clinic there, specifically that one, Bolingbrook, that the teens can walk in. Do they need to make appointments? Are walk-ins available?
Yes, walk-ins. In Bolingbrook, it's Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 6. Walk-ins are welcome. And it's on Quadrangle Drive, right by the 335, Suite 335 Quadrangle Drive.
Now, down at the main health department, down there just south of 80, do you offer those same types of services for teens there?
The exact same thing.
Okay.
It's the Title 10 Teen Clinic program. So teens can go to that clinic as well.
And you mentioned STD testing, but birth control specifically, whether it be condoms or the pill or things like that, are those available through those outlets as well?
Yes. Yes, they're all available.
It is. Is it National Teen Prevention Month or statewide? National.
It's national, yes.
National Teen Pregnancy Prevention Month, the month of May. And we were talking again with community health educator Kathleen Harkin about the services that they're doing and the success they've had with lowering the rate in Bolingbrook and the possibility, if the funding is there, if the schools need it, maybe moving it to some other zip codes in the future and extending that message. Mm-hmm. Kathleen, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.